Tuesday, President Donald Trump will get his first up-close look at the border wall prototypes built last fall along Southern California's border with Mexico. Protesters and supporters will be there to greet him. The border wall prototypes sit in a remote area on the eastern edge of San Diego. A coalition of groups supporting the president's plan to build the wall will rally near there, while the ACLU of San Diego and Imperial Counties will gather with lawmakers, immigrants, and various clergy at a church about 10 miles to the west. Senior campaign strategist Roberto Alcantar says Trump's visit is theater aimed to inspire his base.
To us, he's playing politics right now, and we see right through this. To him, this is a political game.
Local law enforcement has issued a temporary ban of poles, boards, and other items that could be used in a riot for the area near where the border wall prototypes are located. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, San Diego.
A nonprofit art organization has started a campaign to get the border wall prototypes in Southern California designated as a national monument. But having just the prototypes falls short of President Donald Trump's promise to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Still, many see the models as a key step forward. And today, the president is going to inspect them in person for the first time. For more on this, I'm joined now by KJZZ's Matthew Casey, who is there in San Diego. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Lauren.
So tell us, where exactly are you?
I'm in Otay Mesa. It's on the eastern edge of San Diego. It's kind of a commercial and industrial area. There's a port of entry here that's about a mile from my hotel. And the 8 border wall prototypes are located in a remote area a little bit east of here.
So you reported this morning that local law enforcement has issued a temporary ban of poles, boards, and other items that could be used in a riot for the area near where the border wall prototypes are located. What led to this?
So the area in question is also here in Otay Mesa, and it's pretty close to where I am now. This is preventative policing, but there's also a backstory. Officials passed an ordinance allowing this temporary ban for a specific area when construction on the prototype started last year, and that's according to the San Diego Union Tribune. The idea was to avoid what happened in Charlottesville, where white nationalists clashed with protesters and a woman was killed. In December, the Tribune reports that scuffles broke out at a pro-wall rally at the prototypes. No one was injured or arrested. Prosecutors reviewed what happened, but did not charge anybody. Obviously, law enforcement wants to avoid another situation like that.
Right, right. So California voted for Hillary Clinton in the last election, and especially in recent weeks, the state has been kind of the face of defiance against President Trump and his policies. So what's the mood like there right now with the president on his way?
Yeah, Hillary beat Trump by 30 percentage points in San Diego County, according to the New York Times. And there were rallies here yesterday. One group opposed to the president, Alliance San Diego, had 2 of them in the downtown area. Another example is, of course, the ACLU, which is seizing on the chance to broaden the discussion beyond the border wall to immigration, specifically the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Senior campaign strategist Roberto Alcantar tells me that the president's visit is an affront to California values.
Equality, inclusion, justice, and protection for the vulnerable. You're going to build a border wall that at some point people are going to tear down, because this is not going to reflect the values that we are as a country.
Okay, so back to the prototypes. We know there are 8 of them, and we know that 2 Arizona companies worked on them. Have you been to see them?
Actually, I have not. Neither company from Arizona would give me an interview, and Customs and Border Protection declined my request for a tour of the prototypes. What I've read and heard, though, is that the best way for the general public to see them is to cross into Tijuana. But I was able to find someone who has visited them. Chris Harris spoke with me in his capacity as Director of Legislative and Political Affairs for the local National Border Patrol Council. Harris is also a Border Patrol agent who's worked in San Diego since the 1990s, when the current fence went up in response to what he describes as constant waves of people illegally crossing the border. Harris says that when he visited the prototypes, the head of the program told him that the plan is to eventually combine the best ideas and figure out where on the border they'd be most effective.
They are doing this the smart way, as it was explained to us, is that they purchased those prototypes, but they also purchased the ideas and technology behind them.
All right. I know we'll be hearing more from you later today on what happens. KJZZ's Matthew Casey. Thanks.
Thank you, Lauren.